This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya Lila, Chapter 3. Very wonderful teachings here. Mahaprabhu delivers Sarvabhauma and shows his Sadbhuj form in the house of Sarvabhauma. And then the Lord goes on some yatra. He travels to Bengal. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gunadham. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Sarupara Pran. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. All glories to the life and soul of Nityananda Sarup. Jaya Jaya Vaikuntha Nayaka Kripa Sindhu. Jaya Jaya Nyasi Chuda Mani Dina Bandhu. So, Vrindavanas Thakur is glorifying Gauranga. So many beautiful phrases. Vaikuntha Nayak. He's the hero. Oh, Vaikuntha, Kripa Sindhu, he's an ocean of mercy. Nyasi Chudamani. Of all the sannyasis, he's the Chudamani. He's the crest jewel of all sannyasis. And he's Dinabandhu, as Krishna. Krishna's Dinabandhu. He's also Dinabandhu. So he's our friend, and he's an ocean of mercy, and he's a hero. He's the hero. And we're the, he saved us. A hero saves somebody that's drowning or whatever. So Krishna's come. From Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, Gauranga's come. He's the crest jewel of all sannyasis. Sheshakanda kata bhai shuneka chite Sri Gauranga Chandra viharila yena mate. Brothers, hear with attention the topics of Antyakanda, wherein Sri Gauranga Chandra's pastimes were described. He says, ek chitta. This is how we hear with attention. Ek chitta. One mind, ekachitta. Your whole mind should be here because our minds tend to be scatterbrained. Bahushaka. Vayavisa vika buddhi. We have that branch. Bahushaka anantascha. Vyavasayat mika buddhir ekeha kuranandana. Bahushaka anantascha buddha bhavas manvata. There's this verse in Gita. Bahushaka mana, that our mind is many branched. Bahuman, we say this point other times also, but our mind is always going in 100 streams here and there, thinking this and that. And to bring all those streams into one stream of thought, one dhara, one manadhara, one stream of thought, one current of thought, this is the perfection of concentration. This is what concentration means, to concentrate. And we know if we concentrate on something, we can do, you know, that we can accomplish a task very fast. When we don't concentrate, it takes so long to do the same thing. And you concentrate all your energy. Oh, I have to study. I have to learn these things. You concentrate all your mental power, and you just learn it very fast. We do a little bit, day by day. And so this concentration is very powerful and effective and beneficial in bhajan also. So hearing katha with a concentrated eka chitta, concentrated, focused, fixed mind, all the current of thoughts is fixed on this. This, where am I and who's speaking and what's happening, and I don't have any other thoughts, no other desires, and I'm not thinking about I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, or when's lunch, or what's for dinner, or where's my wife, where's my husband, where are the kids, is that. This is the way to actually hear with attention. Amritera Amrita Sri Gaurangera Kata Brahma Shiva Jaya Amrita Vanchena Sarvata. The Sri Gauranga Kata, the topics of Sri Gauranga are the essence of all nectar, Amrita Amritera. Such nectar is always desired by personalities like Brahma and Shiva. The topics of Sri Gaura are the most relishable of all nectar. Since these topics, this Gauranga Kata, is not influenced by temporary time factors like birth and death, eternal topics are worshipable and desired by personalities like Brahma and Shiva. It's told in the Srimad Bhagavatam, or rather in Mundaka Upanishad, Tame Vaikam Janata Atmanam Anya Vacha Vimunch Chatamrita Tasya Yasha Setu. Know that Bhagavan is the all-pervading Supersoul. Give up talking of anyone else. Bhagavan Krishna is the bridge to immortality, the Setu. Munch Amritasya Setu, the bridge to the world of nectar, the world of immortality. That is Harikatha. That's a nice phrase. The bridge to immortality, the bridge to, it says Amrita. Amritatasya Setu. Vimunchata means Vaikuntha, the place of mukti. The bridge to, Harikatha is the bridge to immortality. As long as you're hearing Harikatha, then you're walking on the bridge to immortal life. And the bridge goes from one place to another. So what the bridge on one side is fixed here in the material world, and you get on the bridge and it goes, a bridge spans across some space or a river or some railroad tracks. So one side of the river, and then you go over the bridge and you go to the other side. So one side of the bridge is the material world. This is Kunta Dham, place of anxiety, suffering, birth, death, Nirananda, Achit, Asat, Nirananda. And that bridge starts there, and then it goes across this Bhavasagar, and to the other side, the bridge ends or concludes in the Amrita Loka, Vaikuntha Amrit Lok. It concludes, the bridge goes to the land of immortal nectar, deathless nectar, eternal bliss and joy. So that bridge that takes us from the material world to the spiritual world is Harikatha. Very nice. Ateva Sri Chaitanya Katara Shravan Savara Santoshaya Dushta Gana Bine. Therefore, simply by hearing topics of Sri Chaitanya, everyone except the miscreant becomes pleased. By hearing topics of Sri Chaitanya, living beings attain knowledge of Krishna, service to Krishna, and love for Krishna. Krishna Sambandha, Krishna Videya, and Krishna Prayojan. That's nice, huh? Shuna Shesha Kanda Kata Chaitanya Rahasya Hihara Shravane Krishna Paiba Avashya. Listen, everyone should hear the confidential topics of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Rahasya, described in Antyakanda. For by hearing these topics, one will certainly attain Krishna. So this is a very wonderful blessing of Vrindavan Das Thakura Vedavyas. And by hearing these wonderful topics of Chaitanya Bhagavat, one will certainly attain Krishna Payaba Avashya. So he's saying Krishna Payaba Avashya. Because if he left it off at Krishna Payiba, which means attain Krishna, someone might have doubt. Well, I don't know. Will I attain it? Just by hearing Chaitanya Katha? Chaitanya Rahasya Katha? Oh, it's so simple. I just sit back. It's so entertaining. It's so absorbing. It's so satisfying, it's so attractive, it's so purifying. I like it, it's easy. It's user-friendly, everyone can listen. And it's so sweet and intimate and loving and attractive. And just to hear these topics with attention, and I get such a benefit, I have some doubt. No, listen, indeed, it's definitely, absolutely, avashya, certainly. You will certainly attain Krishna. So this is... Of course, he made a qualification, eka chitta, shuna eka chit. We should hear with one chit, one mind. Hena mate sri gora sundara nila chale, atma sango pana kari, ache kutu hale. In this way, Sri Gora Sundara concealed his identity while happily residing in nila chale. Jaditino vyakta na karena apanare, tabe kara shakti ache tanre jani bhare. Vrindavan Das Thakura says, who has the power to know Gauranga if Gauranga does not reveal himself? Daive ekadina sarva bomera sahite, vasilena prabhutane laya nibrite. By the arrangement of providence, Gauranga one day sat down in a solitary place with sarva boma nibrita. Prabhubali, Shuna Sarvabhoma, Mahashaya, Tomare Kahi Je, Ami Apanaridai. Gauranga said, listen, Sarvabhoma, Mahashaya, let me reveal my heart to you. Apanaridai. Ami Apanaridai. This is the intimate exchanges of the devotees. Prichati, Guyakti, Prichati, revealing the mind and confidence to a trusted devotee. This is what devotees do. So he's saying, listen, I want to reveal my heart to you. Ami apan, apan ridai. Jagannatha dekite je, ailama ami, udeshi amaro mula eta achitumi. Jagannatha mareki, kahi bena kata, tumi se amara banda chindibe sarvata. Tomate se waise Sri Krishna purna shakti, tumi se di bari para Krishna prema bhakti. Mahaprabhu said to Sarvabhauma, although I came to see Jagannath, Jagannath Dekhi, my main purpose here was to meet you. Mul eta, udeshya. Will Jagannath speak to me? It is you who will completely destroy my material bondage. Bandhu achaha. He says, you're my bandhu, you are my friend. In other words, the Murti is going to speak to me? You are alive and you are a guru, you are an acharya. Tomate se vaise Sri Krishna purna shakti. Tumi se di bari para Krishna prema bhakti. So Lord Gauranga is telling Sarvabhauma, he's saying that you are fully empowered by Lord Krishna, so you're able to award one loving service to Krishna. Sri Krishna purna shakti, Krishna prema bhakti. Ete ke tomara ami lainu ashray, taha kara je rupe amara balahai. Therefore I take shelter of you. Do whatever you consider is beneficial for me. What rules and regulations should I follow? How should I live? Please instruct me so that I do not fall in the well of material life. This Lord Chaitanya. He's just in order to engage him in that. This is Lord Chaitanya, please instruct me, because he's an acharya and a guru, and he's posing himself. I'm just a 24-year-old young sannyasi. Oh, Sarvabhauma, you're a great acharya. You're Mahashaya. You're Mahashaya. Oh, Mahashaya, great soul, great teacher, acharya. Please instruct me. Please instruct me without reservation. Know for certain that I'm a soul surrendered unto you. Sounds like Arjuna speaking to Krishna. E mate aneka. Prakari mayakari sarvabhama prati kahi lenas gaurahari. In this way, Gaurahari used various means to delude sarvabhama while speaking to him. Najaniya sarvabhama ishvararamaram kahite lagila je jivera jatadaram. Without realizing Gauranga's intention, Sarvabhama began to speak about the religious duties of living entities, dharma. Sarvabhama balena, kahila jatatumi, sakala tomara bhala vasilama ami. I appreciate everything you have said. Je tomara hayache bhaktira udhai, atyanta purvase kahile kavunai. Krishna kripa hai jache, tomara upare, sabayeke kare jacha, nahi vyavahare. Paramasu buddhi tumi, haya pane. Tabi tumi sanyasa karila ki karane. Sarvabhauma said to Lord Chaitanya, Prabhu, the devotion that has awakened in you is certainly most wonderful and beyond description. You have attained Krishna's mercy, but you have done one thing that is improper. Although you are Parama Subuddhi, most intelligent, why did you take sannyas? What qualification do you have to take sannyas? You are too young. Personalities like Madhavendra Puri have taken sannyas, but they did so after maturely enjoying material life. Before accepting sannyas, you should have particularly considered that everyone respects a sannyasi as a member of the topmost ashram. Giving up the shikha and Brahmin thread is an example of pride. It is simply the desire to ascend to the higher level of fame. Highest level of fame. A person following the Vaishnava principles should offer obeisances to a dog, a dog eater, a cow, and an ass. He should not accept respect from anyone. Bhuja deki vicharya kiyache sannyas pratame badahaya ahankara pash dandadari mahagyan haya apanare kahareya bale jora hastanahikare. Just consider, what is the use of accepting sannyas? One immediately becomes bound by the ropes of false ego. One who carries a danda considers himself a great person and does not fold his hands before anyone. Jara paraduli laite vedera vidhita hena jani namaskare tabo nahibita. A sannyasi is not afraid to accept obeisances from such a personality like the Vedas declare that the dust of his feet shall be respected. Ahankara dharam e kabu bhalanai buje bhagavate jena matakai. False ego is never good. Try to understand the words of Srimad Bhagavatam in this regard. Sri Chaitanya. Pranamed danda vad bhumo vashwa chandala gokaram pravishto jiva kalaya tatreva bhagavaniti Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, in his delivery to Lord Chaitanya, is instructing him. He's quoting a verse from Bhagavad Puran as the praman of his presentation, the evidence, proof of the points that he's speaking. Realizing that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has entered the body of every living entity as the Supersoul, one should offer obeisances before all, even dogs, outcasts, cows, and asses, falling flat upon the ground like a rod. Brahmanadi kukura chandala antakari dandavata haribeka bahumanya kari. You should offer full obeisances to all living entities, including brahmanas, dogs, and dog-eaters. Such a pure devotee and perfect devotee offers respects to every living entity because that devotee understands firmly, he's convinced, that Krishna has entered the body of every living entity as Supersoul or controller. Although a Vaishnava is the most exalted person, he is prideless and gives all respect to everyone, knowing everyone to be the resting place of Krishna. Jive Saman Dive Jani Krishna Adishtan. Jani Krishna Adishtan. He knows that every jiva, Krishna is standing there inside of every jiva. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur speaks, He se Vaishnava Dharma Sabare Pranati Se Dharma Dvaji Jara Ite Nahirati. Vaishnava etiquette is to offer respects to everyone, but he who is a hypocrite has no attachment for this. Sarvabhauma goes on to instruct Lord Chaitanya. Shika Sutra Guchaya Sabye Labha Namaskara Karyasi Maha Mahabhaga Pratameshuniya Eka Apacheya Eveyara Shuna Sarva Nasha Budikshaya Jivara Swabhavadharma Ishvara Bhajan Taha Chari Apanari Bali Narayan. Sarvabhauma said, the only gain one gets by giving up his Sikha and Brahmin thread, as you have done to take Mayavad Sannyas, is that respectable people offer you their obeisances. Maha Mahabhag, Namaskar. This is the first loss in accepting Sannyas. Now hear about the other loss, which is intelligence, by which one's intelligence becomes polluted. So he's saying that he said you've lost your Sikha and Brahmin thread to get all these obeisances. And then he says, the constitutional duty of the living entity is to worship the Supreme Lord. But after taking sannyas, one gives up that worship and calls himself Narayan. Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan. So you've lost your humility because everyone's respecting you. And you've lost your sabhav, which is Krishnara Sarupaya Krishnara Nityadas. Your sabhav is supposed to serve Krishna. Now, I am Narayan, I am Krishna, Namo Narayan. Text 33. Garbha vase je ishvara karilena raksha jahara prasadi haila buddhi gyana shiksha. The Supreme Lord protects the living entity when he is within the womb of his mother. By the Lord's mercy, that living entity obtains intelligence and knowledge. Jaradasya lagishesha ajabhavarama Payao niravari karina kamana. Shristi stiti pralaya chaharadase kari. Lajanahi hina prabhu bali apanare. Nitro haile apane ke ihao na jane. Apanare narayana bali hina jane. Jagatera pita krishna sarvavede kai. Pitare se bhakti kare jesu putra hai. Sarvama instructed Lord Gauranga further. Ananta Shesha Brahma Shiva and the goddess of fortune Lakshmi always desire to attain the service of Krishna, whose servants carry out the creation, maintenance, and destruction of the material manifestation. Yet, the shameless sannyasi claims to be the Supreme Lord. A sannyasi claims to be Narayan, even though he does not know who he is when he sleeps. The Vedas declare that Krishna is the father of the entire creation. Jagat Pita Krishna, Sarvavede Kai. And the obedient son will respect his father. So Sarvabhauma is insinuating that Lord Chaitanya is a bad son of Krishna. That by taking sannyas and giving up his shika and Brahmin thread and assuming the sannyas order, he's usurping the position of his father, God, and becoming Namo Narayan. Pitaham Asya Jagato Mata Datta Pitamaha. He says, I am the father of this universe, the mother, the support, and the grandsire. I think that's a couple of lines from the Bhagavad Gita, actually. Gita Shastri Arjunera Sanyasa Karan Shunai Jahakai Jache Narayan. So, of course, Lord Chaitanya has asked Sarvabhauma to instruct him about proper duties as a sannyasi. So now he's saying, now hear what Narayan said to Arjun in the Bhagavad Gita about renouncing one's duty. Anashrita karma phalam karyam karma karotiha sa sannyasi cha yogi cha nani ragnir cha nachakriya. Krishna, Lord Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, one who is unattached to the fruits of his work and who works as he is obligated is in the renounced order of life. And he is a true mystic, not he who lights no fire and performs no duty. Nishkama haya kare jay krishna bhajan tahare se bali yogi sannyasi lakshan. One who worships Krishna without any selfish desires is called a yogi and a sannyasi. Nyasi chudamani gauranga mahaprabhu ki jai. Vishnu kriya nakarile parana paile kichunai sakshate e vedabale. The Vedas clearly state that if one does not worship Vishnu and depends on others for his food, he cannot make any advancement.